Vayter in Shasim Bavasa Dav Kuflam. Pick on the top of the page about a Mishnah. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. We're going to talk about over here a Shchiv Merah. A person's on his way out. What does he say? Ha'omel Ish Ploni Yersheni. If he says, let's say this person should go to inherit me, B'makom Sheish Bas, in a place where he has a daughter who's there. She's right there. And even though really she midaraisa should be the one who should be getting it over here. Or if he says, Biti Tirishani, he says that my daughter should inherit me. Malcolm she's banned when her son should get it, which we know he's the one who really gets it before her. Lo Maklum. The guy didn't say anything. She hisna mashakosu batar. You're being masa mashakosu batar. You can't be masa and make it tonight. And something that the Torah says, you can't go against it. Rechem broke all my arm. We've seen this in the past. If he said it to someone who is Roy, to be yorish to this person, then dvarv karam, it will work. Val misha ein roi lo yorisha with someone that's not roi for him to be yorish him, ein dvar yom, then it will not work. Zok the Heilige Gemara. Taima, why is it true that when a person tries to do this type of thing, it's not going to work? The acher bimkom bas, ubas bimkom ben, because you're trying to give it to someone in the place of the daughter. And you can't do that. It says, Rashbam, time to have your master, master, kosa, betorah, de komorish la acher, b'makom bas, lo chazi hashta, lemeras midi. They're not even in a discussion to be yorish over here. And the other one would be, same idea, right? The acher, b'makom bas, so bas, b'makom bain. It just doesn't work. It's basa masa kosa b'torah. Ha bein bein abanim. But let's see, he wants to give it to a son amongst other sons, right? So it means he has more than one son. It's two sons. So instead of splitting it up, he says he wants to give everything to only one of them. Ubas bein abanos, or a daughter in place of the other daughters. Devarav kayamin. His words work. It actually works. Ema seifa, Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Omer, Im Omer al Misha Roy Liyoshev. He said about someone who's Roy to Yoshev, Tvarab Kayam, and then his words are Mekoyim. But I'm Tanakama now. That ends up being that this is the same thing as Tanakama said. What's going on? Vechit, I mean, if you want to say Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka, Afilu Acher Bim Kombas, Ubas Bim Kombain, Kaamar. Rabbi Yochanan means that it's going to work even in outsider where there's a daughter or a daughter where there's a son. An acher just means someone who's an extended relative that will eventually get to. V'artani rolling to a brice or b'shmal b'ron b'dosh b'yochem broka omer lo nechu abba v'chachamim al acher b'mkom bas v'beth b'mkom ben shalom aklum. They're not arguing. In such a case, you're saying nothing. Amal nechlu. What are they arguing? Al bein bein abanum v'bas ben abanos. So that's what they're arguing on. Sha'aba omer yirash. My father says that it'll work for chum omlerus. The chum said that it's not going to work, right? So this braisa says, Yochanan ben Broka agrees that you can't go give it to a non-yorish. So, like, what's going to be different to the Tanakhama and the Mishnah and Yochanan ben Broka? Iba Isema, we have two answers. Number one, we can say, Mitka Amar lo nechiku, from the fact that Mishmael says that my father and the Chumim didn't argue about the non-yorish, Mechal Tanakhama and Savan Nechiku. Shows that the Tanakhama holds that Rav Yochanan and the Chachamim do argue about the non-Yoresh. According to that, Rav Yochanan Broker is going to say that one can do this even to someone who's not a Yoresh. So there's no machlokas between him and the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. If I say another, it says, Kuli, the Rabbi Yochanan Broker. The entire Mishnah is going with Rav Yochanan Broker, Chasur Mechsar. We're missing some words over here. V'chitani. Omer Ish Ploni Yersheini B'makom Sheish Bas. If someone says, let Ploni be Yoresh be when there's a daughter, Biti Tershin Makam She's Ben, or my daughter would do when there's already a son. Lor Maklum, he didn't say anything. Ha Bas Ben Abano, so Bain Ben Abanim. But if there's daughter, bunks other daughters, some of the sons, Imam Yurish Kod Nechasav, then if he says that he could get all my Nechasim to Varim Kayavim, then it's going to be, the words will work, then it works. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, because Yochanan Ben Broka says, Im Amar Al Misha Royal Yoshev. The Yosher is Varav Kayam. If he's saying something to be Yerish, then his words are Mekayam. I'm if you don't mishmo, halacha Rabbi Yochanan Baruch, halacha Zechariah Rabbi Yochanan Baruch, v'chein and Rav, v'satu Yochanan Baruch, the halacha is like him. Amar Rav, let's break it down. My time with Rabbi Yochanan Baruch, where does he get it from? What's his reasoning? Amar Kalka says in the Pasuk, v'haya b'yom erchilu es banav. It'll be on the day that he is manchil, he's giving over to his sons, whatever he has. The fact that it says Bayom Hanchilu as Banav, the Torah is giving the right to give it to whomever you would like. Amalei Abaye says, Ha lo yuchal levaker nafka. But this din is learned out from he can't give the right of a firstborn to another son, which means that he can give it, he can give away rights of other children. He can't give the firstborn one, but he can give away from other children. He says, no, ahumi boyle, we need for something else. Ahumi boyle, the chitanya. Abba chanan amr mishun rabbi Eliezer. Beep, turn the page. A kuflam and base. Ma tamad lomer lo yucha levaker. What does it mean when it says lo yuvaker, that you can't give the right of the firstborn to someone, to another kid? Well, the fish animal of ahayu b'yom mechilu asbano, because it says in the pasuk, it will be on the day that he gives over to his sons, which is saying that a father can give something over that doesn't belong to one's give it to the stuff that's not the firstborn to another son. Shiyacho valodinu, you would have thought isn't it a din that huma pashet by a kid that is not a bechor, sheyupa kocho, who became stronger, shenotel b'ra'oi kemuchsak, that he takes ra'oi just like he takes muchsak. This is becoming opposite or neged the bechor, right? Because by a bechor, we see not like that, we're going to see in a minute, that what does it mean he takes ra'oi kemuchsak? If a person, Bob dies, Bob has kids, then Bob leaves over his stuff. The kids, the non-Kohanim, what do they get? All of his stuff are given over to the Arshim. And these are things that he has right now or things that he's going to get in the future, like loans or things of the sorts, right? So that goes to a regular kid. HaTorah back in the Gemara, HaTorah Nasam Rishus, La'av, L'hanichil, L'chomish Yirtzeh. The Torah still gave the right for the father to give over this stuff to any other sons that he wants to give it to, right? B'yom HaChilo. Then Bechor, the firstborn, Shehura Kocho, he's at a weaker place. He doesn't take a double portion from the things that are roi like Muchsak. Lo Kol Shekein, certainly it should be that the father can give it to somebody else. It's even less. Therefore it says, no, you're not able to go and give it away. So therefore, that's what the Torah is saying. He can't give away the right of the firstborn. And okay, now what about B'yom Hanchilo? V'yomer lo yuchal levaker. Let the Torah just say lo yuchal levaker, and he can't give it to another kid. However, the fact that it's saying a bechor, then the mashmos is the regular kid can take it. Matamad lomer v'hoya b'yomer chilo and chilo banav. Why did you have to go out of your way to say that you can give over to his children whenever you want? Shiyachol v'alo denu, because you would have thought that we could have said uma bechor shahura kocho. Like we said before, he's a weaker and he doesn't take Roy Kamuksak. Amar Torah lo yuchal levaker. The Torah still says, don't give away from your firstborn to someone else. Then Pashat, Yupa Kocho. Yeah, he is stronger, right? Yafa Kocho. Shenota Baroy Kamuksak. Lo Kol Shekain. Is it a Pashat that he can? That he can't take away from his from him? If he can't take from the Bechor, which is weaker, and he doesn't have the right to mess over the weaker Bechor, so he can't mess over the stronger non-Bechor. Tamad Lomer V'hoi B'yom Mechil Banav, he can. HaTorah Nasa Rishus La'av L'Han Chil Chomash Yirtze, give him the right to give over Rishus, to give it to whomever he would like to give it to. Okay, next. Amar Rav Zrika, Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Chanina, Amar Rebbe. Halacha Riochem Broka, Halacha Zeker Riochem Broka. Amar Le Rebbe Abba. Okay, now Abba comes, he says, Hora Itmar. It says that they were Hora, they ruled according to Rav Yochanan ben Broka. What I heard from Rebbe, I heard this, it's just a little bit different than the Lashon. He says, Halacha Rav Yochanan ben Broka. I didn't say Halacha, I saw Hora, that he paskined like him. Now, B'mai Kamifka, what exactly is the machlokas over here? Okay, if a machlokas in the wording, whether it said Halacha or it said Hora. But Lamaisa, who cares? Ma'ar Sava Halacha Adifa. One holds that halacha is stronger raya that he goes like that. Umar Savar, Maisa Rav, And the other one says that a Maisa Rav, not just a, right, not just whether someone holds it, would paskin like a certain way they would hold it to be, but an actual circumstance that people paskin like that is more chashuv than just saying the halacha is like it. Tana Rabbanan, we learned Tana Braisa, ain lemaiden halacha. You cannot learn out halacha. Lo mipi libud, velo mipi maisa, atche yomru lo halacha lemaisa. That is the first one. It says Rashbam lo mipi gemara. You present lo mipi limud. That sheim lo made harav derech limudo. He's in the middle of learning. In the middle of his learning, he says va'amar mistaber taima deploni chacham. That ain't talmidim lemedim isham halacha. The shemim yov liyodo maisi yedaktek yoser v'yira tamacher bedaver. Because maybe he would see it differently if they brought it up. V'lo mipi maisa, and not from a maisa, says the Rashbam. What does that mean? Im yira rabo osa maisa al yikva halacha bekak. You see him doing a certain way. You can't be koveya the halacha like that. The shemata betam shel psak din. Shall osa maisa the harbe toin bedavar davar halimud kidamrinan vihad the ploni la beferish itmar elamichlala itmar betabasvar can be learned as a mistake. You can make a mistake. Achi yomulo until they say to you halacha la maisa. They have to say halacha la maisa. This is the actual halacha. Sha'al, if someone came along and they asked a question about someone who's a practical situation, va'amar lo, and he answered him, halacha l'maisa, this is the way that we paskin, yelich v'yaisa maisa, go ahead and do it, you can rely on that, and you're good to go, says Rashbam, kol yom av yase, od kein, v'lo yehi tzarech od lishol, l'kol maisa, maisa shabal yodol, you don't have to go ahead, once he said that's the psak, then if you have another question comes up, it's the same question, you have to go and ask it again. You could, whatever he passes, as long as he's not comparing it to another case. In other words, the one asking the question shouldn't learn out from this to apply it to something so similar, which is not exactly the same situation. It says the Rashbam, ladun davar mitoch davar. You let it go exactly with whatever it was, whatever that question was, you can continue. What does it mean? In fact, the Gemara, when it says, as long as you're not Midam, as long as you're not comparing it. How does that make any sense? V'hakola Torah kula demuid midaminon la. That's what we do with the whole Torah. It says Rashbam kedarminon be'irvin davchafafon beid gabi shlomo v'asvara bedadami. Right, we go ahead and we compare things all the time. Amar Ravash yachakamar. This is what it means to say. Ubilvad shelo yedame betreifus. As long as you're not comparing one case to another in reference to treifas, right? An animal that's on its way out, that's dying, it's a treifa. That's where you don't do it. The Tanya, we learned in a braisa. So this is a treifas, the lami zumizu. To learn out one thing from another one. If one animal is dying from a certain way, that one to the braisa. Ain't omen betreifas. We don't say zu doma lezu. This animal's situation is similar to another one. They each have different problems. One is a hole in the brain. One is a hole in the lungs. You can't do it. Don't compare the two and say that it should be the status. Ve'al tisman, don't be shocked by this. Sharei chotcha mikan umesa chotcha mikan v'chaisa. For you can cut an animal one place and it will die. Cut an animal another place and it will live. That's even though you have two wounds that are in similar places, they look like the same. One of them is going to be a treifa, and one is not going to be a treifa. So that has to be exactly identical. Okay. Amar le Rav Asi le Rav Yochanan. Ki amar lan mar halacha hachi. Well, let's see, he says, halacha hachi. This is how the halacha is. Says Rashbam, b'shah shani lemeidin lefanav, miyavdin uvda al pi osa ra. From that type of Lashon, is that good enough? Navid Maisa, can we act upon it? Amar said to him, lo tavidu. Don't do it. Ad da'amina halacha maisa. Until I say halacha maisa. And so he asked him, what would be the case when you do ahead, you tell us halacha, right? Halacha achi. He says, no, I got to say halacha maisa. When you have, let's say, you have a star that has one of my dinim, one of my halachas, my psakim, comes in front of you, says Rashbam, Psaktiv, La Adam Leos, Laraya Biyado, Altikru, Levatel, Devarai. Back in the Gemara. If you see my din over here, right, they come and they say, he has some sort of property or money, and he brings his araya, this which I judged for him. The chazisu bepircha, and you see that there's a problem. You have a kasha on my psak. Lo tikra'u ada sisla kamai. Don't rip it up until you bring it before me. What does that mean? Don't rip it up. In other words, don't go against what I'm saying until you bring it before me. Iyasli taima aminalchu. If I have a reason, if I have a pshat, then I'll explain it to you. Then hadar nabi. If I don't, then I'll back out of it. I'll back up. La'achar misa. If he sees a problem with one of my things after I die, lo mekatekra. Don't rip it up. But also, don't learn from it. Why don't rip it up? Because if I was there, maybe I'd give you a reason why he was talking it was good. It's possible that you also, if you start thinking about it, you'll come up and you'll figure it out. Says there's problem. Whenever your cash says beep, turn the page. Kuf lamed aleph. Migmar nami lo tigmumene, but also don't paskin like it because the ain la dayan elamashain of ro. So dayan can only go into what he sees, right? So you have to figure out if this makes sense to paskin like this or not. Says Rashbam va'al tigmumene lo dunmine elakfish dayat chamnota the ain lo dayan elamashain of ro. Right? So you got to figure that out yourself. So you can't rip it up, but don't necessarily go with it. You got to figure it out. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.